7J Mobile.
Nothing, Gerald TR.
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Here, I'm munching on some breadsticks that Bernice just took out of the oven.
Ah, that sounds good. I've got a Boston butt roast on the smoker there, getting ready for some pulled pork later on.
As far uptown as you can get. That sounds good, Bob. Man, it's sickening hot out there. I went out to put a little transducer on the driveway here, and I mean, to tell you, you about get sick out there if you're in the sun.
Yeah, we've been pretty much holed up in the house. It's showing 87 here right now. I'm sure it's a little warmer down there.
Weather station's out on a telephone pole in the front yard, and it says 91 with 37% humidity and 9 to 16 mile an hour gusts from the southwest.
Sounds like pretty accurate, more or less, but it's definitely summer's here.
Mom, I'm looking at the rose bushes out front. God, they're just beautiful, but man, are they blowing. So you on vacation now, or just in a lull?
Supposed to be leaving to Florida next Wednesday. I got a little bit of work tomorrow, and looks like I need to jump off here, Tom. I got an accident here in front of me, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get by or what.
Go for it. N0TR clear.
Kitchen it around the parking lot. Looks like a pretty bad one here. Somebody driving like an idiot. I'm not surprised. So there you have it.
Look among us. Now, where's that at, Mom?
Sugarloaf Road, up away from my house here. So they looks pretty bad. I don't know if they've got anybody hurt or not, but anyway. So I'll take an alternate route home. When I go back home, I just got to run up into town here real quick for something.
Yeah, a big roast in a slow cooker the other day, but that sounds good, what you're making.
Well, I got three slabs of ribs sitting in the refrigerator there. Friday, I'm going to make three slabs of ribs. We have our company's coming into Michigan and staying over, you know, until Wednesday when we all leave to head to Florida. So we've got some folks kind of stopping for a little mid-cruise, brief stay over, you know.
Family reunion down there, Mom?
Got underneath the light here.
Are you having some kind of a family reunion down there? GR.
D7J.
Yeah, go ahead, Mom.
Hey, I got underneath the light there, and it blocked all my transmit, I guess.
Yeah, I get the same thing up here. If you get around where those switch boxes are at, they're full of PLCs and stuff, and they I don't know how, because they're stainless steel boxes, but it seems like when you're near the intersection, the QRN is much more noisy there.
Transmit or receive, I mean, it just goes dead.
Well, that's about all I've done today is I moved that, I went out and took care of the chickens, and Bernice did a little yard work, and she's been making these breadsticks all afternoon, and now she's making frog legs and baked beans and what else for supper? Fried zucchini.
These are on their way to the accident now, which is already unreal.
I don't envy them. You couldn't pay me to be a cop nowadays.
Yeah, there is Johnny come lately on this one. I mean, clearly this accident happened a while back, and they're just now responding. Of course, maybe they're not going to that accident. Who knows?
That's true. Well, I wanted a transducer out there for varmints, shall we say, coming down the driveway late at night. And anything else that might be coming down the driveway, so I set that up.
Oh, that's cool. You wake up and shoot at them if need be, you know. So, well, not much new here. I'm just actually just pulling into the parking lot here real quick at Home Depot. I need a gasket for the pool pump. So I going to run in and grab that. I'll be back in a few minutes, Tom. ND7, Jenkins.
Okay, Bob. I'm talking to you later. If I'm not eating frog legs. 73, good to hear you, buddy. ND7J and 0TR.
Bernice, we'll talk to you soon. ND7J clear.